All right, welcome to the Flush Hour podcast, episode 4. It's your boy Matt Kang,
Christian Heavens.
We're back at it again. It's been a week or so, so let's just get right into to the episode today, Christian.
All right, let's go. What's up?
Let's go into the fit check. Let's just keep talking about the fits.
Yeah.
What do you got on right now?
True. I got
suspect.
First of all, I got that exclusive Trap Golf hoodie for playing in the John Shipman Invitational. You got to be a baller to have this. A lot of people have been trying to get this.
Did you win?
Ain't gonna ever be able to get
Did
this.
Did you win?
I was there though. I made it there.
Why wouldn't I be invited?
Because you ain't qualified.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Hey, then we you know, St. Louis fitted. Shout out to St. Louis City of 314. We was out there, had our little day a couple days ago, kicking it. Then I got the shorts. You just do something
this
easy.
This is crazy.
Got the shorts, you know, blah, blah, blah. Threw in some Yeezys with it.
The Nike green shorts with the Adidas Yeezy shoes.
I do it with no effort.
I troll everybody daily about that.
I do it with no effort. I'm all about integration.
Fair enough. I mean, you do you, man. I'm going to make fun of you for sure, but.
Hey, I'm trying, you know.
I'm gonna give you the Tom Ford shades today.
I might throw them off.
That's a flex.
I mean,
I feel a little disrespected that I can't see your face, but hey, whatever.
No, you got to earn it.
All right, I'm gonna give the fit 4.1.
Get the okay.
And then you see me in a goat out, head to toe, keeping it light, keeping it blue. That's really about it. You can figure it out yourself.
What we rating at? I'm rating at.
You better put this in the high eights or nines, my boy.
I mean, we got the 50 shades of blue going, so we're gonna throw that to about 3.
Wow.
What's the hat? Where the hat from?
This Jacques Mousse. It's a French brand.
I'm not sure you're pronouncing it right, but I'm gonna give you 3.9 for that.
Your fit's better than mine?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
With no effort.
Everybody let us know what rate our fits. We'll put it in the polls later.
If you listen on the podcast, go check out our Instagram page. You know, you'll see us out there holding it down. Shout out to my guys.
What do you want to talk about, man?
Man, I mean, sure. We've been going, a little while. A lot's been going on. Scotty.
Chef
been
Daddy.
Balling out since our last episode. One Bay
nasty.
Hill. One players. The players. I don't know why, though. Like, for years, dog, I don't even know if not liking Scotty is the right word. But I don't like Scotty.
Why?
I don't know.
He's literally the closest thing we've seen to Tiger Woods.
And I hate it because it just don't. He's probably the most uninteresting, appeal. But he doesn't appeal to the normal people. I don't know. Like,
okay,
number
but
one
who
player.
Appeals to, who appeals to
Bruh,
you?
Look at our number one players like Rory,
Boring.
Man, Jason Day,
Boring.
DJ, Dustin Johnson. All them guys had swag. They, if you could bet on them, you can look at them, like have confidence in them. I know Scotty's a baller, but I just have a problem betting and on him and his happy feet sliding all over the place.
Maybe
as he
if
hits.
You bet on him, he would have made more money.
You're right about that because I dang sure lost. But it's not just me, though, because when I was at Putting World and we were watching at the bar, I'm telling you, I feel like everybody wanted Wyndham Clark to make that putt on the last hole.
Yeah, that's because we're in Scottsdale, Arizona,
but
where
I
he
thought
lives.
That, too. I thought that was it. And then I saw everybody wanted Brian Harman or Xander Schauffele to make birdie on the last hole. I'm telling you, I do not think a lot of people really wanted to see Scotty win that golf tournament.
I mean, in all reality, I feel like Scotty, Brian Harman, Wyndham Clark, who else? Who's the other person?
Scheffler.
Name one interesting thing about one of those players.
Bro, they got swag. Wyndham
Clark
got
swag. Tell me what
Brian
it is.
Harman.
Name one thing about Brian Harman that you know that's swaggy. Other than his US Open.
First
win.
Of all, I knew Brian Harman from the guys down in Georgia, South Georgia.
So you're biased because you have a relationship with him. Next person.
But he a little dude, swag, stepping up to all the big giants that hit it far, and he's just playing his own game.
I'm talking about
the
his
Open.
Personality.
That's it. His personality is, forget y'all, I'm a little guy out here. I'm still finna whoop all y'all ass.
All right,
Scotty,
man.
Scotty, he just happy. He don't have no personality. He just like, oh, happy, smiling, and thank God, I love my wife. Like, that's cool. I love God, too. I appreciate that. But, like, God dang, I just need more from him.
To be honest, I get where you're coming from, but I also think, like, what we're trying to do and the culture that we're trying to bring in, it's not for someone like that. So I respect that he's staying original and that he's being himself because I think when you see his whole religious support his
shout out to God.
Shout out to God. Talks about his wife a lot. I honestly think that's exactly who he is.
Oh no, without a doubt. No, it's he is definitely true to himself. But that just doesn't appeal to me or a lot of people, I feel like.
Okay, but then
I don't want to see Scotty winning.
But then you
anymore.
Go on the other end of the spectrum, and then you got nice guy Jason Day signing with Malvon, talking about clothes, talking about he's.
Bro, you don't know
him.
That could be him.
Okay, he just signed the worst shoe deal of all time, and he's getting trolled for it because that shows exactly where he's coming from, that he really doesn't know the things he's saying about fashion and style. He just signed a shoe deal with Painter. He became a minority owner.
See, I don't even know about that part. Okay.
It's the ugliest shoe you'll ever see. and it's ugly until they pay, but...
Yeah. Well, see, they paid him.
But for him to do that, to align with the clothes that he's wearing, it doesn't match up.
Okay, well, he's just a little misguided, I guess. But, hey, but I do like how Scotty has disproved the old saying that we grew up with, drive for show and putt for dough. He wasn't the greatest driver of the ball, but that boy is striking his ball. I mean, I think stroke's gain, tee to green, and approach to the green is probably the most important stat because he was number one in both of those stats and like 54th 100%. In winning or in putting. And then I saw like first was Aaron Baddeley in putting, yeah, and I don't even know what place he finished. So
I don't even know if he made the cut.
Yeah, so like seeing now that putting, you got to be able to putt to a certain extent, like, you got to be basic. You got to be solid. You can't be a terrible putter, but it's not the most important thing. Like we were right. Well, I was raised.
Well, yeah. Even when I turned pro, it was different. But I had this conversation with Gabe from ASU like literally last week because he's an absolute ball striker, and he's been struggling on his putting. And he kept talking to me about putting. I'm like, dude, you go look at the top 10 strokes gained on putting on the PGA Tour. None of them win.
Yeah.
The number one player on tour is probably the person that hits it, ball striking is the best, and hits it closest to the hole.
Yeah, facts.
I think the only thing you need to be good at is being a good clutch putter on a Sunday.
Right.
Where, you know, coming down on the gun, you know, you're making what you need to make.
Like Shoffley's putt on 17, he had like a 5-6 foot, yeah, or something like that. You got to be able to make those. That's something that Tiger was
That's
good
different.
At.
Being a clutch putter is a lot different than being like Aaron Baddeley, who's statistically,
right,
him and like Luke Donald are the greatest putters of all time, right? No three putts for 5 years.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How many tournaments have they won?
That's interesting because you give me a 7-footer or a 10-footer with a putt to win on the last hole.
You're definitely missing.
I wouldn't take Baddeley over. I mean, I would take Zalatoris or Shoffley over him
100%.
At that point because he's just, yeah, being a clutch putter and knowing how to win. This is going to be a little counterintuitive or against what we just said because me and you, we were trying to putt for some dough yesterday.
No.
Or this weekend.
Don't do this.
We were at the putting, was it Putting World Championships?
Putting World Tour Championships.
Putting World Tour Championships, Putting World Scottsdale, Arizona. Big dough on the line just from putting.
$100,000 purse.
100 bands. You hear me?
I'm going to just say it right now. I withdrew.
Just gonna get it out the way. We couldn't build up to it. He quit. He didn't. They was up here. Matt Cain, please show up to the first tee.
Is that what happened? Sunday. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah. It was like, if your partner's not here, please raise your hand. And then it was like a couple of minutes, and they're like, Matt Cain. Matt Cain, are you here? And I'm looking, sitting down, like, should I just tell him Matt ain't coming?
Yeah.
Matt ain't
coming. So there was about 100 players for $100,000.
$100,000. A lot of these players, what's the entry fee? $600 and then, or if you remember, $1,300. Yeah.
That's
crazy. Like, these guys, we found out quick. As soon as I went in, like, they about that life. Like, these guys are real.
Oh,
these guys
man.
Are pros. They take this serious.
I think the leader on the money list has made $80,000 this year playing mini putting.
That's a lot. And wait, where are we? March, mid-March. So we not even.
He's about to make a high six-figure salary.
Yeah.
By showing up to glow-in-the-dark putting.
Don't do that.
With
Don't
an orange golf ball. Can you
Don't
believe
do that.
This bullshit?
Hey, y'all. No, it wasn't like, it wasn't nah, mini golf with like clown's mouth and stuff like that and Ferris wheels and stuff or whatever. It was like the course was pretty set up. I mean, you can use your own ball and putter. It was just the greens were running like, what, 12 or something?
12, but they're like, you know, if you miss the green and it rolls into the rough, it's out of bounds.
I mean, you hit multiple out of bounds.
I hit two. I mean, this is stupid. Honestly,
yeah,
it's
he hit
not
out
like,
of bounds on a par 3 course or a putt-putt course, I mean.
Call me Shep.
Call me Shep. I even catching strays. Shep, sorry, Shep. Shep catch strays.
See this.
Hey, y'all need to follow Shep. We talked about Shep twice, so I'm gonna give him a proper shout out.
But no, that's crazy, man. Like that type of money playing mini putting golf essentially is exactly what we're talking about, where the game is going.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I would say out of the 100 players there, maybe 60 of them probably can't even break 80. In real golf,
I'll give you that. It was some decent players, but all right.
There was probably five like he's played on the Korn Ferry Tour, he's played on the PGA Tour, he's a good mini tour player. But other than that, there were people there that had the craziest putting stroke and the craziest putters.
I've seen the claw a lot. I saw the claw.
The claw
a lot.
Was there because it's very very reliable.
Yeah, the claw. I saw the claw a lot.
How did you do?
Also, I did. You know what? I played 3 rounds under par out of the 4. I shot 6 under total. No, 4 under total.
Did you make money?
No, I finished 60th. And when I finished 60th, I thought like I was close to making the money. And I was seven or eight shots out.
13 under got paid.
I wasn't even close, dog. I wasn't even close. So I was definitely out of my element. But I knew that when I saw them, like they had yardage books. They were
bro, this girl I was playing with had a caddy. And I walk up to the first tee, which was right beside the bar and the toilet.
Yeah.
I said, hey, my name is Matt. Try to shake my hand. She just turns around and just goes in.
You the ops.
This is what else is crazy about this new wave of golf is that the personalities are completely different. You have male and females from the gaming world, from other industries that have never played golf.
Yeah.
That are like hooked to this like mini putting series and all this new stuff that we can do. And it's not like tournament golf, right? Where you go, you shake your hand. Hey, you hit your tee shot. Hey, where are you from?
Right.
Where'd you play college golf?
Yeah.
The cliche questions that you start until you don't want to talk to them by hole 4. I don't even remember the names of the people in my group because they didn't introduce themselves to me.
They just didn't like you. You came out. They were, you was an outsider. You had the camera out there.
I had a cameraman.
Cameraman. They thought, I don't think they took you serious because you didn't take them serious.
I had a cameraman. Think about this. I was the only individual out of 100 players with a cameraman.
Yeah.
And my first hole, I hit it out of bounds. And the homie walked to my ball and walked it straight back to me, placed it in my hand. I was like waiting for him to toss it to me, and he just like dropped it in my hand. And I was
it's probably because he wasn't a real athlete. Like he didn't know how to throw.
Fair enough. Flatfleets, dude.
Flatfleets. Hey, but you know, no, but this is like a part of, I guess, I don't know if it's growing the game. I guess it's part of golf and growing the game.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many different avenues and ways that people are making money. But when we were out there, like, we didn't see a lot of people that looked like us. There wasn't more like many swagged out people. It wasn't any diversity out there. I think that's more so because people don't know the avenue. Like our listeners, they don't know these different ways to make money, such as the putting world. Because I didn't know that this was like a whole thing.
It's a real tour.
People are making a living out of it, right?
Yep. Full-time job.
Shoot, what else? They got the indoor simulator, or what was that, next golf
There's
tour?
Like the next TrackMan, next golf tour, where they have like, I don't know what the purses are.
Oh, they're about 100,000 too.
There's Putting World, there's Pop Stroke.
Yeah.
They had $100,000. They tried to do $1 million purse with Colin Morikawa. Now, I think when you set the bar way too high, it never lives up to the potential. So
yeah,
they
that's crazy.
Messed up.
That's way too much.
There's so many, there's 5-Iron Golf from Chicago. There's all these places that are doing these challenges now. And the crazy thing is, like, you don't have half the pressure that you would do in a normal golf tournament.
Right.
You have the preparation is so, it's, like, limited preparation you need to, like, prepare for these things.
Yeah.
And it's pretty crazy to see, like, how you could actually make really, really, really good money not being a pro golfer.
Bro, preparation is key. I feel like for Putting World, I was just out prepped. Like, those guys play that course all day, every day. They know the different angles. I don't care. They're not a better putter than me.
The guy that won has a coach there and plays there every day.
Got his own locker. When I saw some guys had their own locker in there, I was like, oh, no, just stay home. They take showers and stuff here. They be just, they sleep, eat, sleep, and live here, drink and live here. I don't know. What did shoot? What the winner shoot, like 17, 18, 19 under? No, it was probably lower than that.
No, he was 19 under.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's
think about it. 4 rounds of putting, 19 under. Like, he shot 10 under on round 2.
That's impressive. That means you make 18. You just, I'm telling y'all, in them whole locations, round two was a little better, but them whole locations making 10 putts out of 18.
It's insane.
Is insane.
It's actually easier to me to make those putts on real grass.
Yeah.
I have a better chance of making that many birdies on real grass than I do on turf.
Do you think, I thought we talked about this too, like the greens were almost too perfect.
Yeah, there's no bumps, there's no blemishes, there's no grain. So like our natural instincts of like
picking a spot,
I had no visual feedback to be like, oh, I'm hitting it there. I'm just like looking at rough and a hole and then blowing it by 10 feet and going out of bounds.
I know. I was trying to find spots and then I'll get over the ball and I lost my spot and then I'll look at like shadows and the damn shadow was a person, so that shit moved when I got over the ball, like, or something. So that was tough. But I mean, there's so many different ways to get money.
A lot.
Make money in golf, right? So outside of the PGA shit, like, I can't stand.
Wait, what do you mean by PGA shit? So people that don't know what you're talking about.
So being a part, like a PGA member, they've tried to get me to do it. I've done work with them as well. I appreciate what they do. They come to me all the time asking about like why isn't there more diversity in the people that want to work in the PGA stuff.
So that's like teaching
pros. As far
pros,
as being a teaching pro, club pro.
Not a playing professional.
Right, not a playing professional. But you can do stuff too that's like marketing and communications and working with different companies as a PGA member. But dude, you start off like low pay and you work 60 to 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling anybody to do that. Like, that kills any other dreams. You don't have any time to do anything.
No, because you're doing like kids' camps. You're dealing with people, members at the club. You're dealing with club orders. So your job is very, very occupied. And, you know, no disrespect to anybody that has that as a job, because you got to take what you can get in this world. But like, for the amount you get paid, you could probably do something else now in the golf space because there's so many options.
Right.
And you can make a good living and you can survive and you can build momentum to get where you want to be.
Yeah.
Which is if it's pro golf as the end goal. Back when I started golf, when we first met, it was just golf or get a job, right?
Right, right.
But we've seen now that there's so many different avenues in this game that you can have multiple streams of revenue and still play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's this cliche saying, like, if you want to play golf, don't work in golf.
Yeah.
That's more specifically for, in the past, the PGA. If you want to work in golf, if you want to play golf, don't work as a PGA professional. Now, with Putting World, with a whole bunch of different ways, with kind of
YouTube.
The simulator, YouTube stuff, like, you can make money and still have time to work on your golf game. Now, I don't think that's the best way. I mean, golf is really, really competitive where you really are kind of setting yourself behind if you're not putting in 6 to 8 to 10 hours a day into it. But it's still possible. Like, we saw Jake Knapp, right? He was a security guard for a while.
Yeah.
While he bounced back between Korn Ferry Tour and on Korn Ferry Tour, now the PGA Tour and a winner. So it's possible. You just got to be able to keep your dream alive. And kind of what you had a quote that you heard about that too.
Oh yeah, it was don't put all your eggs in a basket to chase your dreams, because if it doesn't work out, that dream will never become a reality, you know? And I forget who it was that said it. He just kind of talked about how you have to do what you got to do to keep the dream afloat.
Right.
Just because it doesn't happen right now, it doesn't mean it's never going to happen. But if you go all in all the time, which I'm a perfect example of that. I always did. There are people who get unlucky that will never see their dream become into fruition.
Right.
So I would say now, like, listen, do what you got to do to get by and figure out ways to hustle to support the dream and be patient. Like, just success has no timetable. That's like the one thing that I always tell like the younger guys that I know. Success has no timetable, and you could be where you want to be in a year from now. You'll never know. It could be 10 years.
There's no
guarantee.
Yeah.
But just like, do what you got to do to support your dream. Keep it going. Keep that hunger. And then you'll see that, like, as you add these pieces together, you'll be where you want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say, like, me along the way, like, I was one of those. Like, I started off full time in golf. I was winning early, making money to keep going. But my grandfather used to tell me, like, take care of yourself. So instead of me, I mean, obviously I went around asking for sponsors and things, but I couldn't depend on them. I had to take care of myself. So I had to get jobs on the side, different parts. And there are things like caddies. Being a caddy is a lot of money with a
lot of cash.
Yeah, a lot of cash, and it doesn't take a lot of your time. Being full, honest, like transparent right now, I'm still a caddy at a pretty big club out here in Scottsdale.
And I respect the shit out of that. Like, yeah.
I mean,
we got to do what we got to do.
Right. And this, shoot, I'm making pretty good money, meeting good people. This is, I'm not sure if there's a caddy program in your area for anybody that's coming out of high school golf or in high school through college and as early pros, but try to find a caddy program. Plus, you also may get access to practice and play on that course for free, which is obviously going to be a pretty nice course. That's one way to, you know, help your game out for sure.
Yeah, I would say for me, my suggestion would be, like, I don't caddy right now. I've done it other ways, and I think that's why this is a great opportunity for us to talk about different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this phone right here, I saw a video of, rest in peace, Young Dolph, and he was, like, a rapper.
Shout out, Dolph.
And he was like, this can turn you into a multimillionaire. And I remember seeing that video, and I was like, how?
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet.
We still ain't figured it out.
But if you learn how to use these apps and this phone to communicate properly, you could turn it into revenue.
Right.
And that's the other hard part, right? Is like, I had a call with my friend James Nicholas, who's like a massive influence on social media.
Shout out to James. The boy got a solid swing.
Plays on the European tour now.
Grayson. Player.
And he was like, yo, you know, there's a fine line for me of like pushing content now and playing and putting in the work and not being distracted. And I think that's the hard part, right? Like, the more you dive deep into this,
yeah,
the more you're going to be on the range. You're going to be like thinking, well, is somebody contact me? Is there something that I'm missing? So
that's interesting.
That's
I haven't seen him post much lately. I mean, he's posted a little bit, down. But toned down, right?
A lot. You have no choice, right? Like, even like Minwoo Lee, he's turned his social media into a mass marketing opportunity.
Let him cook.
But
that boy tight.
You know, at the start, he was doing everything himself.
Yeah.
Obviously, somebody was cutting up his videos and editing them, but he was posting them himself. But, like, dude, that guy's probably got, like, 500,000 followers now. And he has to find the fine line between doing the social media stuff now and winning, right? Because he's taking his career to the next level.
You seen his page lately?
No.
Minwoo Lee?
No, I'm a hater. I'm jealous.
You jealous?
Why would I want to look at someone half my age,
yeah,
Korean, who's a better golfer than me?
Way better golfer.
Whose literally name is Let Him Cook. Do you know how frustrating that is for me?
Swagged out. Bruh. He's everything that you wanted to be and to work so hard to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, give him props. God dang. They put together like a lot of dope videos, like highlight reels of him in tournaments and stuff. Let's see if I can play one, see what they got here. But I want to know, like, a lot of them, they put, like, rap music to. You think he listens to rap music and Dolph?
No.
Hold up. You don't think he listens to 21 Savage and them?
Yeah, probably, like, stuff like that, because that's still kind of mainstream.
Yeah.
But, like, nah.
Nah, no. So he just
He's going on a Friday night, he's listening to some, like, Chainsmokers.
See,
some
but why bullshit. Don't he put that on his... Well, I mean, we're just speculating right now, but he's like...
Our speculations are probably factual.
Okay, well, do we need to say it? Okay, allegedly.
Yeah.
But you're right. All right, we're going to keep it moving, though. Oh, dog.
What up?
I got bad news.
What's up?
I ain't got nowhere to play golf and practice.
Right now?
Yeah. So you know the course, but I reached out to a course that has everything I need to practice and play. And I offered to even pay. Like, I just wanted, like, a reasonable rate to pay as a member. I want to ask them to just come out there free and practice and stuff. And they put me through. They just gave me the run around saying, oh, we'll put you through the process. We'll talk to the board. Got an email last night.
Credit card declined.
Declined, dog. Declined.
That pre-qualifying offer?
In the middle of the night. And luckily, I had some wine. I wanted to just be an asshole and, like, cuss them out. Like,
I would have.
But I just said thank you for your consideration.
What did they say? No, why was there a reason?
They have a strenuous process, and there's very competitive brand ambassador. I don't know.
You had to.
I think you messed. You might have messed it up cussing out people while we were playing the last time we were.
Hey out man, I hosted a tournament out there.
Yeah, that's true.
With are the Phenos.
Too much. Are people gonna be able to know the course?
Oh yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Where is the email? Anyway, emails decline.
It is what it is, man. You're gonna get 100 no's before you get one yes. So.
But I ain't got no word practice. So, and I'm tired of paying to play simulator golf spots.
And putting world.
I got to go to PGA Tour Superstore and just start practicing. Shout out to PGA Tour Superstore.
That's what you got
to
do. We got to do, man.
Yes, that is me on that commercial.
It's supposed to be me.
But anyway, so now golf's back to, I got to get back to paying to play different places and practice.
And that should be expensive.
It's expensive, dog. I think I'm going back to, stealing golf now. I ain't got no other choice.
Stealing golf.
Bro, don't act brand new like you ain't stole golf before.
I don't really know what you're... I feel like you're missing a word in that whole phrase, so please
stole
emphasize
golf.
What stealing
stole
golf means.
Bro, all right, case
and I'll tell you if I have stolen golf.
You ain't got to tell me. I already know. All them times that we been in Daytona Beach, hitting putts, then we just hit putts, and then we'll look over to the range, and somebody leaves some golf balls out there. We run out there and take them and hit them.
I guess we stole golf.
Stole some golf, dog. We didn't pay for them.
So you mean like back in the day when we were in Daytona waiting for the marshal to leave at like 3:15.
3:15.
And get our 12 holes in before sun goes down for free?
Didn't pay for it, dog. Stole golf.
Yeah, I definitely stole.
Look.
A lot.
Right. Now, I ain't telling y'all how to steal golf or to steal golf, but I understand if you need to steal golf. Like, I get it.
I'm going to admit, I continuously steal golf to this day as a grown man.
Really? I ain't mad at you. I get it.
I was a member at a course for a minute, and I would have my dad visit, friends visit.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, we'd go to the range, and we'd just skip straight to the third hole. Which, you were probably one of them dudes that was with me.
One of them. Yeah, that's a veteran move. We ain't trying to tell y'all how to steal golf. But I understand. Like, I get it. And now, shoot, my girl, she playing golf.
You think expensive.
I'm finna pay for two of these doggone?
Nah, you put those clubs in your bags.
Right. Baby, take this driver, put it in my bag, 7-iron and putter. I'm gonna tell the guy up top, look, she don't play golf. She just gonna watch me. And I'm just go out there.
Sharing wedges.
And we gonna get a 2-for-1. I'm not paying all that, okay? Now, I ain't telling y'all to steal golf. But I understand. I ain't judging.
I'm definitely having my son sitting in the car with my wife saying both of them are not playing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're getting on hole 5 and little Zane's hitting trap draws all day.
Zane gonna come out hitting trap draws?
Yeah.
Dang. That's coming out early. 2-3 years old. Trap draws.
He ain't waiting 23 years like I did. That's for damn sure.
Try telling you the way to do it, dog.
Stealing golf is real, though. You're right.
Stealing golf is real. What else do we do? Shoot, play threesomes. I did this with Doug. It don't matter. Did this.
Snitching on himself.
Look.
I already know where you're going with this. Yeah.
No, they played 9, and then they had an extra room in the cart. Just joined them at the back, you know.
I do it all the time. Homies, yo, pull up on the back 9, and then we'll run it back on the front 9 again.
Yeah.
Play 27.
Bro, it's got to steal golf. I ain't telling y'all how to steal golf, but. I understand. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's multiple ways. I only use wooden tees, so wherever I go with wooden tees.
Yeah.
Garbage bags full.
Got it. Cannot pay for. I don't know when last time I bought a bag of golf tees.
I've never. You're I don't right. get the people that buy them.
Yeah.
You literally could just steal 100 of them at a time.
Do not buy golf tees. Come on, guys.
What if you see a brand new glove in the middle of the fairway and it fits? You taking that glove?
I am an upstanding citizen, sir. I am going to tell the marshal we're on the next hole. Cap. It's a FootJoy glove?
Yeah, brand new FootJoy glove, and you see it. And it's got like a little wear in it. You taking that joint or you leaving it there?
It sounds like God blessing to me. I ain't finna turn down no blessing from
this
God.
This man's going to wear a next man's glove. Oh, that's gross.
I got set up.
I would never wear another man's glove. Are you crazy? Even if the glove fit.
I got the disinfectant anyway because we still fresh out COVID. So I got the disinfectant in the bag somewhere in the
That
bottom,
is crazy,
Somewhere
Christian.
In the bottom of the bag. Bro, we got in trouble. Me and Shep and we got in trouble for... quote unquote stealing golf balls at Faldo Marriott
in Orlando.
That's all we used to do there. We used to just putt and chip, and people were running late for their tee time, so they'll just
leave
like
those
five
little
balls,
bags there.
Leave the bags, and we would thrive off of those. And then if we didn't, if nobody left any balls out there, we just got a full day in a short game, which was amazing too. But they got mad at us, like saying, "You guys need to pay for those balls." And I was like,
"They were strict back then."
Oh, they was like,
"To every mini tour pro golfer that's in Orlando, and remember the middle green? You couldn't use that middle chipping green.
Oh yeah,
unless you paid the like $40 for the day."
Right.
So I would like go sneak on that chipping green and wait till someone tells me to leave.
And then the other far left chipping green, or the one that was right by the pro shop, people would just chip and leave the
balls there. And you pick them all up.
I'll pick them up. I thought I'm helping y'all out.
Yeah,
like,
I do
y'all
that all
want a million balls on these greens. Let me just take these and hit them on the range.
100%.
They caught on and they're like, "You guys, I know what you're doing. You can't do that. You got to pay for those balls." I was like, "These balls were paid for. Like, how do you know that that lady didn't, old lady didn't leave those balls to me?"
Exactly.
And it was just a big scene. I actually gave them a one-star review on Google. <'cause laughs> I want that still on here. I got to find
that. That's crazy.
No, because they was wrong. Look, we were not stealing them golf balls.
But yeah, man, stealing golf is real. You're right. You got to do what you have to do to get by. And to any young kid that's playing golf, it's the way to do it.
Yeah. We ain't telling y'all. We not, you know, but that's just how we did it. Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. I definitely understand. All right. What else we got going? Well, shoot, man, let's get to these beautiful things.
What, these
head
covers?
Anybody going to steal these, they going to have to pay a penny for these mugs right here.
What do you think of them, by the way?
Right now, these sexy right here. Now, what is this colorway called? Oh, well, for the people that's listening and not watching us on YouTube, we got some of Matt Kang's head covers out here.
Designed by me. Yeah,
designed by him.
This was a project that's been taking a while to make. First of all, I just want to say, everybody, thank you for the love and the support. I've had hundreds of messages and DMs and comments about how many people liked them and wanted them. So this was a fun project for me to work on. My good friend Dan helped execute this from the Dormy Network. And it's just a different take on a head cover, a different design, a different shape. And I try to like focus on the details of things that I like from sneakers and clothes and to bring them into the head cover space.
Right.
So I think I love them. And I, at the end of the day, that's like the most important thing. As long as I love them. And then when you get them up,
they've been getting crazy reviews, though. People have been raving about them. You posted about that this morning.
Somebody hit me and they asked me for 100 covers.
100. And what they going for, though?
I have to figure that all out. And that's the other thing. And this is like something I don't want to get too serious about. But like, we talk about learning how to make money in this golf space and doing things different. That's the other part that people don't realize is the business side of it, right?
Like, right.
Figuring out manufacturing samples, figuring out who's going to make them for you, mistakes, packaging.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to get into the head cover space.
Right, right.
While you said you caddy and you do multiple other things, I like to call myself a creative, where I want to be innovative and to create things that haven't been done in the space. So for me, this is something that I use, you know?
Right,
this is really realistic for me. I've damaged so many clubs, so we changed the shape. I've lost so many head covers, so there's a strap.
It's a little thicker, too, right? Got a little more cushion.
Yeah, there's more cushion. It's like a puffer. It's like a Chanel bag cushioning.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't afford one, so I figured I'd make one.
Okay, we got that in there.
But, it's just like this is another thing that people need to learn of, like, how to do your business. And for me, my goal as a golfer and as a creative is to create different things and then to deliver them differently.
Right.
So I've thought about how I want to get this out. I thought about how I've wanted to execute this. The hard part for me is I finally have made something that I think a lot of people want. And far too often, creatives in any industry, the big companies take advantage of them.
Yeah.
And don't give them the credit. Don't give them the equal, fair, you know, shares of what it's valued at.
Yeah.
And you see it in the music industry. You see it in the clothing industry. You see it in, you know, women's golf. It's just like the most talented individuals never get what they deserve. And I've thought about how I want to go about it because the business side of things have become really stressful. And over the next week, I'm going to put out a video about how this will be delivered to the world. I wanted to visually show something different. I wanted to make something different, and now I'm going to deliver it completely different. So over the next week, you'll see how I do that.
I think it's dope, man. I'm looking at it now, just the way that it sits, like in your cart, like this sits and faces towards you, right? Yeah. That you can see this instead of it laying like this.
Yeah.
When a golf bag is kind of tilted this way, the H, the one, the three, it's more visible to you. Like it just looks different. It feels really good. The material feels great. And you said what color way is this?
This is I just call it the. So you know what? I renamed it after a comment you made. I call these the Nothing Was the Same.
Oh.
Shot him in the clouds, kind of like the album cover.
That release was dope on your page, like with them just falling out of the clouds in the sky.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, Nothing Was the Same. It looks just like kind of that type of feel and vibe. And again, nothing's gonna be the same.
No, I think after the way I deliver this, it's a perfect name to talk about this colorway specifically, because I'm gonna do something completely different. And the goal for me is to push the boundaries of this golf space. And I think I figured out the best way to do it. So I'm really excited about it. I know I told you about it and you were like, wow, that's really cool. So, over the next week, just stay tuned.
No, it's dope seeing like me and Matt have conversations a lot about these things, and Matt puts a lot of thought into all of this. And even before he talks with me, like he's put a ton of thought into everything. He's told me different angles that he sees, things going, the different routes and, different obstacles he may face. So he's thought about everything that goes into kind of what he's been doing. So this is dope to see. I mean, but you talked about big businesses not really paying the creatives, you know, what they're worth. I think that's kind of the creatives' problem, like that our fault, something from us.
100%.
Too many of us, and I'm guilty of this too. Too many of us have been willing to take free product, little money, just to get a little exposure, right? I've accepted clothes for free instead of money. I've done commercials for way cheaper than what they used to be. Like, dude, could the commercial game, since speaking of me being on the PJ Tour Superstore commercial, like it has changed so much. When I first came out in the game 10, 15 years ago, there was this thing called residuals. Like that commercial was fully me. I would be getting almost a half a year's salary based off of residuals. Because it's been getting aired all throughout every
hundreds
tournament.
Hundreds of times.
I still haven't seen it, which is weird in real life. But now, because people like, I hate to say it, me, who's happy getting a couple whatever bucks here and there for it, for doing nothing for one day, now they don't have to pay those big residuals and costs for people like talent to do commercials.
Yeah.
Same thing in golf. And if you talked about the girls, the more talented ones are suffering because kind of the least talented or just the majority of the girls are willing to do something just for a free trip out here to get free content and things like that.
Yeah.
Do you see that as the problem? Or like
100%. We all fall into that. When you're just getting started, it's actually fun to receive free product.
Exactly. Right.
But no one in the golf world has ever been bold enough to say, you know what? Like, fuck a brand. Excuse my language, but fuck a brand. Fuck what they think. Like, I want to actually do what I want to do.
Talk that talk.
And when you have the opportunity to finally create something and someone offers you a check, you know, you see the Dave Chappelle's and the like all these celebrities that got offered these crazy checks and they finally were able to say no.
Right.
And you're like, yo, how did Dave Chappelle say no to like $30 million?
Yeah.
Because he knew his value was worth like $1 billion.
Yeah.
And you wait 10 years and you're like, yo, he wasn't lying. Right. So for me, it's like, imagine where golf would be if someone was courageous enough to say, nah, man, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I am actually about helping the people and the kids and pushing this game and growing the game to another level.
Right.
Far too often people just like say they're going to do something. And then the next day there's like an opportunity. They take the money.
Yeah.
And then you never see it again. Yeah. Maybe that is why head covers have never been evolved. Maybe that is why the shape, the design and the taste, the way it's marketed has never changed. And like, it's funny, when I dropped these out, the Malbon Apple head covers dropped, and it was like, you know, I'm looking at that, and no hate to their brand because I actually like it. But like, I'm like, dude, there's no creativity in that.
Yeah.
That's an Apple computer logo with the brand name in a green room.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
I took 500 photos of these covers that day, throwing them in the air, running, getting out of the frame with my photographer.
I wish I would have seen it.
We look crazy. Just, I'll show you videos. Just throwing them in there, and then my, you know, I'm not the fastest, right? So like my shoulder would be in the frame.
Yeah.
So we took 500 photos, and we were only able to post 7 or 8 of them. And that's the work that I put into anything that I do, right? And I think someone in this space has to finally change the way things are marketed and delivered to actually make an impact, you know? It's cool to see the influencers and players signing these deals and making money, but like, maybe you could make more.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be the owner of something.
Yeah.
You know? How many of these people in our golf world are actually owners of what they're selling us?
And creating, right.
Or actually, I saw a video of A$AP Rocky. He said, how are you a designer if what you're doing isn't even a new design? Mm. So you start a clothing brand. I'm a designer. How? Did you innovate the t-shirt?
That's true.
You look at this, and I'm not taking all the credit, and I'm not saying this is the greatest thing in the world. I'm just saying you will not find another shape, another design, another stitching pattern, or a strap that in the market right now with no logos.
Right.
And for me, that is design. So now my job is to like, how do I get this to everybody in the world?
Yeah.
I think I found a way to do it. I hope it gets copied. I hope people support it. I hope people want to do the kind of the same thing that I'm doing, because I've always talked about how I need people to be on board for this to grow what I'm doing. But the way I'm going to deliver it is going to be completely different.
Now, out of curiosity, and because I've seen how people have received it, and I already know they're going to be supporting it, and this is just going to sell out ASAP. Speaking of ASAP Rocky, but how has the reception been from big companies?
It's been pretty interesting. It's like a love-hate situation, you know?
Yeah.
People love the fact that it got a lot of love, but they're also scared and frustrated because they're not getting it.
Right.
And that's the other thing. It's like, why, you know, you look at an album cover of a CD, right?
Yeah.
It's the name of the artist and the album title on the front and all over the back.
Right.
And at the bottom on the left, it's in fine print, you know, the company that was able to distribute it for you. And no hate to anybody that's been involved, but I'm the creative. I created this with a specific individual, and I choose not to sell out and get taken advantage of by this industry, because far too often, you know, we still have never seen somebody make an impact in golf and change the way things have been delivered.
Right.
So for me, it's really scary. You know, I had to make this really serious, but it's really scary because I'm going against the grain and kind of doing it on my own. But I'm willing to take the risk to see, like, what could come out of it.
What could happen. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be great. I think this episode, it could be a changing point in golf. Like, we've seen in other sports, basketball. We've seen in, like, you brought up music. We've seen now in golf at the PGA Tour level and LIV level, the talent and creatives and the players, that the people that they're, more so the talent, they're saying, no, we're worth more than this. NCAA,
exactly.
The players are NIL deals. Like, my image is worth more than what you all are giving me. Or this free stuff, give me free college. No, you guys are making millions off of us.
Mm-hmm.
We need some of that. Music, you know, they're taking more ownership of their music.
Yep.
PGA Tour, LIV, the whole thing started because the PGA Tour the PGA Tour owned their rights for, like, marketing
everything.
And stuff like that. Everything.
Everything.
And they were making money off of it. Then the players weren't getting anything from it. Now, what we're saying, what Matt specifically is saying, creatives, we are worth more than just, you know, free clothes and just a little bit of content, right? Get your money's worth. Like, we can make good money. We're entitled to ownership. What do you ideally see this being? Like, what do you think a lot of creatives don't see that their worth is, but, you know, like, what could
It's really hard. It's really hard when you have a family and maybe golf influence or being creative in this space is all you have.
Right.
So when somebody gives you a $10,000 check or $60,000 contract to be a brand ambassador, it's really hard to say no.
Well, I ain't telling y'all to turn that down.
I'm not saying turn that down. I like that started the episode, we said you do what you got to do, right?
Right.
But there are actually offers of like that I've had that I've turned down because I knew, like, listen, if I do this now, this will never be a reality. So for me, I bet on myself for a year and a half, 2 years, and I see this going to a place for me of me actually changing the way the industry treats people like us.
Yeah.
And maybe a year from now, that $50,000 contract turns into $150,000 or $200,000 for you.
Right.
And maybe if I'm a part of that reason, that's all I could ask for. That's the thing. Like, I'm a creative, like, more than anything right now. And I love art and, like, the people that I, you know, artists, they would just paint and then just leave.
Yeah.
And I know that's kind of stupid, but you wait and, like, those paintings are now worth millions of dollars. So.
That boy Matt different. You went to a whole nother level. You talking about turning $10,000 to $60,000 down. I was just trying to tell him to turn down free clothes.
No, bro, I've turned down, like, some serious offers.
I'm taking that. Hey, them offers still on the table, companies.
Take them.
I'll take it for $59,999.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like, again, it's just like I was in a different place when this all happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I just was like, well, if I'm going to keep getting treated the way I have been, like, how do I do things differently? So I just, like, wrote everything down and I just followed my plan and I just let the world take me where it wanted to. And I'm finally here where I have this and I have a couple other projects, which, again, I've shown you that are, I think I take a lot of
fire
pride in.
Yeah.
And I think now I have the leverage to show the world, like, yo, you can do it differently. And now my value will be worth way more, maybe in a year, maybe 5 years. I don't know. But I don't want to settle for what I think, nobody could put a price to what I think I'm worth.
Yeah.
I'll put that price.
Absolutely.
And it's a few no's right now for me to finally give somebody the right yes down the line. And I know that sounds cocky and arrogant, but you have to believe in yourself in order to execute the vision.
Yeah. But I think it'll be a lot easier for us, which I'm telling you all of us creatives, all the golf influencers, if we stop just accepting
free shit.
Just stop accepting free shit.
Free shit, all right? Bro.
The content is not an even exchange. Like, brands are going to be mad at us, but, I mean, because they're going to have to start paying. Like, our value is way more than just free stuff or content here. We're a couple likes here and there. We already got the fan base, the followers, the influence. That's why they're coming to us.
Yeah.
So, just
here's the last thing I'll say about brands.
Go ahead.
And I don't want to tie this person in because there's a lot of flack, but look at Kanye.
Right.
He made the Yeezys with Nike, and just like that, he switched over and he made those 350s with Adidas. Yo, people don't care about the brand that the creative is using. People care about the creative.
That's deep. Yeah, so, that's real.
As hot as the Nike Air Yeezys were,
I still forgot all about them.
One of some of the best shoes of all time in all reality. The Red Octobers are probably the hottest shoe ever. That dude went to Adidas, made some of those. Those have been sold for the last 10 years now, right?
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
He's my baby.
And I know he's not affiliated with the brand anymore, but that's what I'm trying to tell to all you creatives and influencers and golfers. It's not about the brand. There's a reason why John Rahm went from TaylorMade to Callaway. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's behind the brand. It matters who's delivering it.
Even like Tiger now moving on to Sunday Red. The same people that love all the Tiger stuff, they're
will
now
go to Sunday Red.
Sunday Red stuff.
Went from Nike clubs to TaylorMade. Nobody cared.
Facts.
That's the problem with this golf space, is that people think they need the brands because the brands have the money and the power.
They need us.
They need the people.
Dang. Are we gonna get?
That's why I said no to those types of contracts from some massive brands, because I said, that's all you're offering me? Look at what I've delivered you. Look at the people that I've connected with on my own. I have connected with some of the most influential people in the world on my own. No brand support. Look at my Instagram title. There's not one endorsement deal on it.
Oh, shit. We finna shake this shit up. That boy is shaking it up.
Turn up.
But you know, that's how serious this is, right? We have these convos, and I get this intense because I'm like, yo, you've put 20 years in your career.
Yeah.
You're worth more than $10,000 for this one ad to me. Facts. You've put 20 years of experience.
Facts.
Maybe $500,000 into your career.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are we going to get that back? I'm not getting it.
I'm not getting that back.
And profit. I'm not getting it back by doing some measly clothing deal or driver deal. That's literally they're going to use me because one of us is popping right now. And then the next year they get somebody else.
Right.
So I love the fact that all the worlds are getting into golf. It gives us, you know, I'll just tell everybody my secret. When I started this journey, I said all the money that I earn in this space will actually be from non-golf brands. Because the golf brands aren't going to like me and they're not going to accept my voice and my opinion.
Right.
But as long as I grow and I get where I need to be, they'll come back.
Tell them. They come back crawling. Shake it up. God.
So I had to get serious, but that's just the space that I'm in.
No, we need to. That stuff needs to be said. It's been going on. Like I said, I understand it. I was there. I was that person taking the free stuff. I was part of the problem. But now trying to be part of the solution. For us to get our worth, this is just the way, the next step in golf, especially with influencers being the main things marketing golf, helping grow the game of golf. The PGA Tour guys, they're not, I mean, it's fractured. It's not as good as it was. We talked last week about good, those influencers. We are the big piece in the game that's helping grow brands, the game, bringing people to it. We deserve our worth.
I mean, Brooks Koepka said, I'm worth $300, $400 million, so I'm going to live.
Right.
I don't know if I'm worth that much. Probably not. But I think in my eyes, what I've created for me, I'm worth more than what they're offering me right now. So maybe I'm looking for my live deal in my own way.
Yeah.
We all have to think like that. They did it. You know, why can't we do it? Just because I'm at the lower end of the totem pole doesn't mean I can't have that same thought process of I want to get paid what I'm worth.
Exactly.
As long as I deliver on my word.
Jeez, hope y'all listening.
I'm taking them to church right now.
Taking them to church. Preach to them. Anything else? You got some more gospel you trying to spin on?
No, that's really it, man. I'm really excited. Again, thanks for letting me talk about this. It's really about it. Nothing else really going on in my life.
Yeah. We'll probably post some pictures on the Flush Hour IG page too or whatever. But
I vlogged the putting on my end.
Oh yeah. When's that coming out?
I'll put that out this week. We'll put a little video of the putting world. You're going to see a lot of putts made, but you will see a lot more putts missed.
And this the guy y'all believing in saying that. First, that's disrespectful. On Matt's live, he asked his people, though, I'm going to just put that in there, who will win between me and him in a 1v1.
And you got zero votes.
Yeah. But as you watch that putting world championship, just see if that shifts and changes your mind.
That's not real golf, Christian.
Got to putt, though. Got to putt.
You could put on turf and carpet. I could put on grass, my boy.
I couldn't put on turf and carpet either, apparently. Exactly. But I did it better than him. Whatever it is. Whatever. That's all. All right. Well, listen. Wise words from us right here. And the boy, Matt Cain. Got the head covers in. Putting world we talked about. Scottie Scheffler. Still don't like him. Respect him, though. Still don't like him. Showed y'all how to steal golf. I mean, we ain't really telling y'all to do it, but we understand.
Definitely do it.
And, man, we got head covers changing the game. Not only head covers, but this mindset. We're coming out. He's coming out with more stuff. And we just got to make sure us as creatives, you guys, Matt, we get our worth, all right?
Know
stop taking free shit.
Know your worth, worth and more bet on yourself and be patient.
Yeah, and that's it. All right, y'all. See y'all in a couple weeks.
Jeez.